as we continue our look at a vintage Advent, take a listen to this classic called Jingle Bell Rock. Good stuff. You know that the fact is that rock music doesn't suit everybody. But when the 50s are going on and there's this combination of earlier styles and rhythms that had appealed to younger generations, what came out of 1957 was this surprise hit called Jingle Bell Rock. It was the number one Christmas song of that year, a year of Sputnik and Little Rock. And in fact, the version by this 21-year-old Bobby Helms is the third most popular Christmas song since 1940. In 1990 interview, Helms recalled that he was unsure about whether Christmas and rock and roll would meld as a concept. But this song, the first one to employ rock in the service of Christmas, provided or proved popular. Ironically, it was written 100 years after Jingle Bells. Helms, who died in Martinsville, Indiana on June 19th, 1997, also had hits with My Special Angel and Fraulein before turning to nightclub activities and music festivals later in his life. The co-authors of Jingle Bell Rock were Joseph Beal and James R. Booth, who were involved primarily with public relations, advertising, and reporting. They were not well-known musicians or lyricists, but their words are catchy and fun. And another version of this song by Bobby Rydell and Chubby Checker was the number one Christmas song of 1961. Well, when we think about the whole idea of Christmas and bells, we think, what does the Bible have to say about bells? I mean, where do bells show up? Well, we see in Exodus chapter 28 and verse 31, it's giving descriptions of what the priest's garments were supposed to look like. He said, "You shall make the robe of the ephod all of blue. It shall have an opening for the head in the middle of it, with a woven binding around the opening, like the opening in a garment, so that it may not tear. On its hem you shall make pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet yarns, around its hem with bells of gold between them, a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate around the hem of the robe. And it shall be on Aaron when he ministers, and its sound shall be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord. and when he comes out, so that he does not die. And so once again, we see a picture of purity. We see a picture of worship. And so in this fun song where bells were going to be jingling, and we can think about the joys of Christmas, it all keeps pointing to this person of Jesus Christ. And that's what was happening when the book of Exodus was written. It was focusing our attention on the holiness of God and the fact that his son would come eventually, and he would be the perfect high priest.